you to describe that house to me? The one that you grew up in?
Yeah. It was a log cabin. We only had
Okay, look at that.
Yeah. We only had two bedrooms, a living room, a kitchen in that old log cabin.
Right.
And then after I grew up, and then I married, then I built this home that I'm in now. And this is the present home, Red Chim's, where I first built this one right here, then I bought the whole house, you know, and then I moved this part onto the old house. And when I first built that place over there, I only had a kitchen, dining room, living room, and two bedrooms, and a bath. Then I added on to it, then I added this a den, I didn't put it there, but this the den, then bathroom and another bedroom onto it, where I'm living at now. You know?
Right.
This is the den where we ate here now. This part, right here.
How many years ago did you say you built this one?
This one about 20 years ago. About 20 years ago.
This property always been in your family?
Always been in the family. I never have lived anywhere else but you. That's the only place I know.
That's good for me. I try to find people who haven't moved around a lot.
That's right, I never have moved. Everybody moved away from here, you know. Then I cared so much for the old folks' property, I just wanted to keep it, you know. So they all moved, and it's a lot of heirs, you know.
Right.
And it took me 3 years before I could get up with all of them to come procession of the place, you know. So I bought it. So now I own it, and what's never my kids going to do with it, I don't know.
Well, hopefully they'll keep it.
I hope that some of them do keep it, you know. I really.
How far away was the log cabin from here?
It was about 2 blocks. Just about 2 blocks across over there. Just right across the ridge.
You're not very far away at all.
No. Uh-uh.
You kind of like to get away from the town, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah.
Out here in the country?
Yeah. I just never did come to life at a town. I had a lot of privileges to go off and live in town, you know. But I never did. I just couldn't get it in me, you know. I wanted to, but I just couldn't.
You kind of like it quiet out here?
That's right. That's right.
You like to hunt or fish?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a branch down on the east side of my place here, you know. So I went down this year. I hadn't been going fishing much, you know. And I went down, I done a little trapping this year. I caught a few coons, you know. And I went down there, and then I seen where the beavers had been damming the place up, the creek up, you know, and it just looked like a lake down there, you know. And I decided I'd go fishing this year. And I went on there, and I only went 3 times, you know. And I caught about 63 every time I went. Brims, you know, just about wide in your hand. Yeah, just about wide in your hand.
That's pretty good fishing.
Yeah, it was good fishing. It was a surprise to me, you know.
They fight pretty good around here?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful, I'm telling you. Well, I tell you, I just wouldn't live no other place but you.